Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Tal Baum, and she is with the Oliva Restaurant Group. Welcome, Tal.
Hey, good to be here. Good morning.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Oliva. How are you serving folks?
So Oliva was founded in 2015. And we started with Bellina Alimentari in Pond City Market. And then in 2019, we opened three more locations, Rina on the Beltline in front of Pond City Market, that serves casual street food Israeli cuisine, Aziza on the west side, which is our more eclectic, modern Israeli cuisine establishment. And the last place is Falafel Nation, which is a falafel stand adjusted right next to Aziza. So we are currently with four locations. Each one of them is very, very different, and I'm happy to go deeper and kind of expand on each one of them as we continue to chat.
Great. Well, tell us a little bit about your backstory. How'd you get into the restaurant business?
So my journey started while I was living abroad. I'm originally from Israel. And when I was 21, I decided I want to do something different with my life. And I moved to Italy to study architecture. I lived in Florence, Italy for 7 years. And that experience completely opened my eyes to a different way, an approach to the way we eat, and you know how important it is to pay attention to how we source our ingredients and the relationship we create with our community as far as food sourcing. So when I came back to Atlanta to be closer to my family, I had a big void in me. I felt like I left a big piece of my personality back in Italy, and I wanted to bring that back to Atlanta. And that's how the idea for Bellina Alimentari in Pond City Market was born. Our tagline is food is a way of life. And we truly try to live and operate the business according to that philosophy. We are sourcing all of our ingredients from local purveyors and farmers, and we are able to serve high quality, freshly made in-house as much as possible, pastas and breads and salads in a relatively affordable price. So that's how everything started. I literally wanted to bring that culture from Italy to the city of Atlanta. And Bellina is a very unique concept because it combines four different elements under one roof. We have the market, with high-end gourmet olive oils and balsamic vinegars and pasta sauces and artisanal pastas that we import from Italy, along fresh charcuterie and cheese. We have a restaurant that serves comfort, high-quality Italian food. All of our pastas and breads are made in-house. And obviously the sauces, there is nothing that we buy. Everything is made in-house. And then we have the wine bar that features a very wide selection of natural wines. And the last piece of the puzzle is our culinary room, which is a room where we make all of our pastas and breads during the day. And then at night, we open the doors and teach cooking classes. So it's a full circle. You can buy the ingredients from us to cook at home. You can eat with us. And we can also teach you the Italian way of life and provide you with tools on how to use our recipes at home.
So now, how did you go from architecture and then move to America and then turn that into restaurant being a restaurateur, how did that occur? Did you just, I can understand living in Italy for that long and then wanting to kind of replicate that wherever you go next, but how did you, with your skills, kind of make that transition?
So I feel like, you know, an architect is someone who can take a blank page and turn it into something. And that's very similar to what restaurateurs or entrepreneurs in general do. They have an idea in their head, they have a blank page, and they know how to turn that idea or vision into reality. So there are many different parallel lines between being an architect and being an entrepreneur. I'm very involved in the creative process, and I do have a background in business from my family, and upbringing in a family of entrepreneurs. So even though you might not see the direct connection between the two, there are a lot of parallel lines and a lot of areas where my background in architecture is helping me as a restaurateur.
Did you partner with chefs? Like, how did the kind of the food part of the equation kind of come to be? How did you immerse yourself in the culinary world here in Atlanta?
Sure. So I'm very, at the beginning, I was the one who did a lot of the menu development and recipes. And then soon after we opened, Brandon New, our group executive chef, joined us. And he is one of the most talented culinaries in town, I believe. And he has been in charge since of our group culinary aspects. Each restaurant has a very talented chef who is in charge of the location, but Brandon New is on the helm. And I've been very fortunate to work with very talented people and kind of adapt our recipes and make sure that they are the best they can be.
So now for you, when you're kind of leading the group, how do you decide when it's time to expand and what cuisine to choose? Like, how does that decision making come into play? Where to put it?
So I feel like after Bellina was open for a few years, I felt like it's the time to expand. And I wanted to share my Israeli background with Atlanta. I feel like all the concepts start from a very personal place. They all start from my passion towards hospitality and the vision of sharing different backgrounds, different cultures, different flavors, while combining them with local produce and purveyors and sharing that with the city is my main drive, my main passion. So because I'm originally from Israel, I was born and raised in Israel. It was kind of a natural next step for us to open the Israeli restaurants. And they are all very, very different in style. Aziza is more eclectic and serves a very creative Israeli cuisine. And Rina is more casual and it's a skewer house. So lots of dishes that are meant to be shared, very colorful. We designed the space so it kind of transforms you to the beach in Tel Aviv. And it's actually named after my grandma. My grandma Rina is a big inspiration in my life when it comes to the culinary world. She taught me a lot of recipes, and we are actually using some of her recipes at the restaurants. So it all starts from a very personal space and then evolves and become a reality that I can share with others.
So now what's the dream? How does the story end? Is this something that you're wanting to scale into other markets? Is this something that you want to kind of put your stamp on the Atlanta culinary scene?
I think for now we are in a very good spot in the Atlanta market. We definitely still want to expand and open more locations. Before the pandemic started, we were talking about opening another location. And, you know, obviously things have changed a little bit I don't believe now is an ideal time to open another location. So at the end of the day, even though everything started with a passion, we are business owners, and we want to make sure whatever concept we get into will be successful. So it's really about finding the right business opportunity and, you know, not limiting yourself. So when the next opportunity comes, then I will know what the future looks like.
So now, speaking of the pandemic, how has your restaurants adapted to, you know, this new normal that we're all going through right now? I know a lot of restaurants have been kind of hit pretty hard during this pandemic.
Yes, of course. So I think, you know, it started with a lot of uncertainty. We didn't really know what we are dealing with back in March, and we still don't know a lot, but I feel like now we learned how to live with the pandemic and continue to operate with the pandemic. Back in March, there were a lot of unknowns, and I feel like the right thing to do would be to temporarily close down the restaurants until we have more certainty and we understand how we can operate. And that's indeed what we did. So we were closed for a couple of months in March, or a month and a half in March and April. And then we opened back up in May when some other businesses started opening. While we were closed, our online sales helped a lot, maintaining employees' health insurance and some other business expenses that we had. So we were very fortunate to have that piece of the business already up and running even before the pandemic. And that was something that were able to sustain us during those months. And then when we decided it's safe to open, we made some major changes to the business. I mean, by eliminating tables, making sure that the employees are educated and know what to do, and provide them with all the right tools to be safe while they are at work. And we added a lot of outdoor seating in all the locations. I feel like most people still feel more comfortable to dine outside. So we were able to add seating in all the locations to accommodate that need. And we switched to contactless menus, so guests scan their the menu upon arrival with a QR code. We have developed to-go menus, and that have proven to be a huge piece of our business still. And then now we are developing something fun for the upcoming holiday season, where at Bellina, we used to teach a lot of cooking classes in our culinary room. And unfortunately, since we don't feel comfortable to do them right now, we're going to switch to online classes where people can come and get all the ingredients from the class from us. And then we send them a link to join the class remotely from their home. And we will teach them our most popular classes, like the fresh pasta making class and the pizza class, from the comfort of their home. So we're trying to adapt and kind of learn as we go. And we learn something new every day.
Now, do you think that some of that is going to carry over once the pandemic's over, that maybe you didn't anticipate doing online classes, but now that's something that opens up a door that now you can attract, you know, business from anywhere on the planet with online
exactly.
classes. So there might be a silver lining a little bit on that.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the pandemic definitely forced us to think outside of the box and use the virtual platform to our advantage. It's hard with food because obviously we can't really deliver our food to other cities, but we can definitely deliver an experience, and we can ship our ingredients anywhere. So that's something that I think will stay. I also think we will continue to do deliveries and work on curbside pickup and to go, just because it's another source of revenue that we didn't necessarily have before. And it's definitely proven to be attractive and something that people want and enjoy doing.
And then maybe going forward, that's something that it has to be built into restaurants of all kinds going forward, because it is effective nowadays, but you don't, you know, it's a balance between, especially somebody from your background with architecture and having an experience in person with a room that's speaking with you, and now kind of building in this curbside or delivery element to a business. That's now part of the puzzle, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, I wish I had a drive-through window in all my locations. That would have made things so much easier. And that's definitely something I will think about when we are developing the next concept.
So now you mentioned that you grew up in Israel, got to Italy. What drove you to Atlanta? How did that kind of flag land in on your map of living?
My family moved here when I was right before I moved to Italy. My family moved here to Atlanta due to business. And when my first son was born, after living in Italy for 7 years, I just decided that I want to be close to them. And I want to be able to see my parents every day. And that's how Atlanta became my home.
So now how's it been? How's the transition going from Israel to Italy to Atlanta?
So I think every place is different, and I lived in so many different countries for so long that I am very much aware of the cultural nuances and how people are behaving differently and what friendship means in every country. So it makes it fun. I think I'm a more eclectic and a whole person because of those foreign experiences, and that definitely translates in the restaurants. Each place has its own, you know, advantages and disadvantages, but I definitely feel that Atlanta is a great place to raise a family and to start a business. I'm very, very proud to be part of the culinary scene in town. And I see a great future for our community once the pandemic is over.
Now, what was it like when you were in Italy and you were saying, you know what, I'm thinking of moving to the United States. And not only am I moving to the United States, I'm thinking of moving to Atlanta. What was kind of like, what's the Atlanta brand like, you know, from a European perspective or Israeli perspective? How do people in other places think of Atlanta? Did they think you were crazy? Like, and is their view of America more, you know, like the big cities, like a New York or a Los Angeles? Or
yeah,
did they have any idea what Atlanta was like, the South? Did they have, you know, maybe some bias against what was happening here?
To be completely honest, when I told people I'm moving to Atlanta, most of them just asked me, oh, really? Where is it? Especially in Italy, I think people are more focused on, you know, the big cities like New York, LA, Chicago, Miami, and Atlanta is kind of hidden and not many people know exactly where it is, which is nice because then when they come and visit, they have no expectations, and we can really show them whenever friends and family come into town, we can really show them what a great city Atlanta is and how unique and different it is from any other city in the US. And so I think for many European and Israelis, moving to the US means that you're going to start your new life and kind of build your American dream. For me, it was mainly just being close to family and knowing that I grew up in, my dad is an entrepreneur, my grandpa was an entrepreneur, so it's in my blood. I knew that no matter where I will be on the globe, I will start my own business and will start my own thing. And so it happened to be in Atlanta, but I couldn't be happier about that decision.
So now that you're here in Atlanta, do you have, where do you go out? Like other than your restaurants, was there a place that you were like, oh, this is a great restaurant there. We can do something like this or better. Like, was there stuff here in Atlanta that kind of inspired you to say, okay, I can see where I can fit in. I can see there's an opening in the marketplace.
So I love authentic food. I live in Brookhaven, which is not too far from Buford Highway. So when we go out to eat, it's very often on Buford. I also have three small kids. So between work and the very demanding careers that both me and my husband have, whenever we have time to go out and eat, we want to be super casual and just fun and know that we will be having a great time. And many places in Buford Highway just provide that experience. So that's usually my go-to whenever I'm craving something good to eat. And as far as inspiration, I mean, there are so many talented chefs and restaurants around town. But I think that I drive most of my inspiration from my personal background and my travel abroad and countries that I've visited and or lived in. So my inspiration comes from other places or foreign places and places that I want to bring into town.
So now all four of your restaurants open right now?
Yes, all of them are open.
And then so you can either dine in and or get delivery or curbside. Everything is available?
Yes, everything is available.
And if somebody wanted to check them out, is there one central location for all of them or do they each have individual websites?
They each have individual website, but our group website, Oliva Restaurant Group, would have the links for all the locations.
And that's Oliva, O-L-I-V-A, restaurants with an S.com. That's the website?
Yes.
And then you can check out, why don't you go through the website of each of the, if you know the website of each restaurant, so if somebody wants to try one of them, they can find them?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today, Tal. Congratulations on all the success and best of luck.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see y'all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.